Trustees met virtually to discuss how COVID-19 is affecting each of SIU's campuses. In Carbondale, for example, 21 students are quarantined in one residence hall after two tested positive late last week. In Edwardsville, the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center is joining other organizations in making hand sanitizer. And SIU School of Medicine is working with its community partners on the front lines battling COVID-19. Board Chair Phil Gilbert says he's meeting with President Dan Mahoney over the phone several times a week, and Mahoney says it's important for the university to do the best it can for students, especially in a difficult time.
Our priorities consistently have been putting our students first, so the priority is on students, making sure they get the best education we can provide. We can support them as much as we can financially in other ways.
Campus chancellors say the first fees they can look at focus on housing and dining, and they're working with faculty and other units to discuss labs, arts, and other fees. Mahoney says the housing and dining fees alone will cost $4 to $5 million for each campus. He says he'll work with each campus to make decisions on refunds in the coming days and weeks. I'm Jennifer Fuller.